Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, February, however you pronounce that, 24th, 2022. It is a palindrome day, another one of the palindrome days that will happen this year between February 21st and February 28th. That, of course, is the date the same backwards as forwards. 16 minutes past the hour here. You know, I have to open up the show this morning by saying, have you ever had a two-day period in your life where nothing horrible has happened, but things were just not going your way? I did not tell you the story yesterday. We ran out of time. But I'm going to tell you the story now. Tuesday night, I'm sitting at home, and it's about 10 o'clock, and I was on the phone with somebody, and I noticed that all of the lights in the house started to flicker. And I do still have a landline telephone, by the way. So I was on the landline telephone, which is a cordless phone, which, of course, needs power to operate. So the lights start to flicker, and the phone kind of goes dead, and they flicker for about 30 seconds, and then they completely go out. So at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, I am now sitting in the dark, and the lights are not coming back up. Well, after about an hour of this, I think, you know, I need to get to bed so I can come in here the next morning, but will any of my alarms go off with no electricity? Will the electricity be back on in the morning? Will I be able to see so I can get ready to come to work here? You know, all those things run through your mind. Plus, it is kind of hard to go to bed. Here's what I've learned. I'm one of these people who like a little noise when you go to bed. It is kind of hard to go to bed when everything is just silent. In any event, the lights did come back on. And it's always funny because you go to bed and you don't realize all the things you had on when you lost electricity. You know, the living room lights were on. The television in the living room was on. The clocks all come back on. So at 3 in the morning, everything regenerates in my house. And of course, I'm sound asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'm no longer sound asleep because everything has turned back on. So I wake up and I set my clock. And I do still have an alarm clock, by the way, if anybody wonders. So I set the alarm clock and set the alarm and tried to shut off some of the lights and went back to bed. Now, the interesting thing about this is, here's what I've learned since yesterday morning. I'm going to come to the caller here momentarily. But now we all get emails letting us know about power outages. Now, the power outage happened at 10 p.m. on Tuesday night, and I got that message from AEP. Now, it was interesting because at 109 was the expected restore point for the power. And obviously it did not come back on at 109. Now at 5:30 in the morning, now the power was back on then. It came back on at 3. At 5:30 in the morning, I got another email from AEP telling me that they had done some research and my address was not part of a power outage. Well, it was, but at 5:30 it was not. So, maybe they were just dealing with irate customers, I'm not sure. But here's the odd thing about this, and I've never had this happen before. We also now get emails from our internet companies when they lose service. And for some reason, the internet went out on Tuesday night simultaneously with the electricity. Now, I've never had that happen. Now, obviously, in your house, your modem or however you're getting your internet will go down because it doesn't have electricity, but it doesn't mean there's an outage in the area. So I have some thoughts as to what happened here, as to why people thought the internet cable company was down, as well as the electricity. But I'll go into those in a few minutes because I want to take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Have you neglected to mention the important event that happened? It was either 1981 or 1991. I forget which year it was. I think it was 91.
You know, I'll go with 91. 91's not bad.
You know, what I just thought was fascinating.
What's that?
And there's definitely some validity to this occurrence. It's just hard to imagine somebody born, well, not you necessarily, but a person who was born in 1981 is turning 41 this year when I was in college. But I started at my college radio station. It was probably about this time in 1981. It was the second semester. It might have been a little earlier in the semester, but after I trained and stuff, it was about this time. So all kinds of wonderful things happening during the late winter of again, I think it was 81, not 91.
Well, you know, it's
an interesting coincidence, but it must be a broadcasting phenomenon.
I tell you something interesting. Last night, somebody messaged me, and I'm not going to say who because I don't want to take the wind out of their sails, but basically they were saying, how do I do a podcast? And I think about the changes that have happened in radio just in the last 40, 41 years, whatever it may be, and it's interesting how these podcasts have become so important and how apps have become so important and how basically websites have become so important. It's just like the newspaper. The local newspaper here started by President Harding will not deliver on Saturdays anymore come March, which is right around the corner. And I think, well, how are you going to get the Saturday paper? You got to read it online.
Saturday, isn't that a big day for sports, for ads?
Well, you're right, and I think
the landscape of newspapers have changed, and it's a shame. I mean, President Harding, of course, you talk to his protege, but he's certainly turning over in his grave, and he's a little angry up there in the Pennsylvania Avenue Heaven, I think, and I don't blame him. I mean, I understand the internet gives you immediate gratification, but there's something about the newspaper. The idea you're holding a newspaper, something which was on the printing press a few hours ago. There's a mystique to that, I believe, and that won't go away.
Well, there is, but you know, it's interesting to me in broadcast because when I go on the internet now, because I did away with my cable a long time ago, so I watch a lot of television stations that are either streamed. I spend a lot of time on YouTube on my smart television, and so many things I watch now or listen to on YouTube or on internet television are podcast. They're not on radio stations anywhere. It's very interesting how this world has changed. And these are very well-known people with large listenerships. And I think what people are starting to figure out in the radio world and maybe even the television world is when you don't have a governing body telling you what to do, i.e. the FCC, and you don't have to worry about time constraints. You can go as long or as short as you want. I think that's more gratifying to the listener because it's amazing to me, and I don't know what the stats are, and I know there are still people who listen over the radio, but so many people tell me now that it's the app. When I say, hey, listen to the station on 107.1 FM, they go, well, I don't have a radio. And I say, well, you can download the app. Oh, okay, I'll do that. That's how it happens.
Yeah, and the idea of podcast, that's fascinating, the word, because it came from iPod, and although people have iPods, other things that do many different tasks, including what an iPod did when it was the new and exciting item, can take the place of that. And you've seen the memes where they show a whole house full of electronic equipment, and it's like this little device you put in your phone in your pocket does all that and more. So the word iPod is, maybe we need to replace podcast, maybe we need to replace it, or maybe just use the connotation that it was something you could listen to on an iPod. Just like the word phone. I mean, they say smartphone, but obviously it does a lot more than that. Oftentimes, people may have a smartphone, but they rarely talk on the phone. So
well,
even that word is We know what it is, but it's not necessarily accurate in terms of what the device can do.
Well, it's very interesting to me because, you know, I have a Google Dot, which I really like. I use it quite a bit. And what's become fascinating to me, if I used to wanted to listen to a song, there were two ways to do it. You could go buy the CD, or you could turn on the radio and listen to it. I would never turn on the radio now to listen to a song. I would say, like at Christmas time, I would say, hey Google, play Christmas music. There it is. And they're all streaming stations for the most part that Google will pull up. They're not stations you could get over the airwaves anyway. And I really think that's what has happened to the world. And I'm not sure that's a bad thing because it allows people. Well, you listen. You don't listen to the station on a radio.
Android phone. I have Android CarPlay in the car, but I don't like it. It doesn't really work well. So I've kind of gone back to the usual Bluetooth. And that always seems to sound fairly well. Plus, my famous calls to the Friday evening extravaganza with Charlie's lovely daughter and yourself, where I usually call from the gym.
Right, right.
But, and here I'm listening on an Echo Dot. I got one for my office, which is in the finished part of my basement here, in my lovely abode. And yeah, it sounds great. Radio. Of course, radio has many different meanings. In a general sense, it just means sound waves that are traveling. But you know, we know what it means. So I don't think the term phone or radio or podcast, those are going to be changed because people still know what they mean. But I could see very young people saying, well, Daddy, why is it called a podcast? Does it like come out of a peapod or something? But I think people, you know, at least late teens and older would understand the origin of the word. But as technology and the methods of doing things change, sometimes the words lag behind. And, you know, I'm fascinated by language, so that's just an interesting observation.
Well, as I've always said, because, you know, we have had our ups and downs with the governing body, with the FCC over the years, I've never felt that the FCC was predicated on this station continuing, because we are consistent, and there are so many people who are already listening on their cell phones.
Have variety, and you know, with the Alexa, you just train the station to use TuneIn, give the name of the station. You have to give it clearly because it might confuse it with another station. But yeah, I just say listen to WWGH in Marion, and then it always gets it.
And there it is.
But now TuneIn has these dumb ads for 30 seconds, I guess I can tolerate that considering how convenient this is, and it's just amazing this little device how good the sound is.
I have
a speaker as tall as myself in order to get good sound quality, and this digital sound, if the device is made well, it's pretty awesome.
Well, that's the thing as well. You know, we had a great following in Baltimore last year. Now, those people in Baltimore were not listening to this station over the air. And the whole Geraldo thing we went through last year, you know, that's Cleveland. They weren't listening to us over the air. So it's just fascinating to me how this all happens and where this industry is headed. I think it's going to change quite a bit. Well, I mean, the oldest station here in Marion, we celebrate it all the time, will be 82 years old this year. And all their local programming now is done with podcasting. They don't have local over-the-air programming.
Like in first or second grade when that station started, right?
Yeah, just about.
He'd be about 87, right, I believe.
So, yeah, it started in 40.
Yeah, it would be just the perspective that you get and how things have changed. But, you know, people ask me, it's like, well, do people listen to the radio? Well, it depends. Stations like WNCI with music that you can easily get from Spotify or Sirius or just iHeart On Demand. Do you like the idea of a station that's broadcasting locally? Do you listen for the personalities in the morning? It depends on the person, I guess. With talk or sports or news, that's something which is localized. Our station is very unique, and you can't get this from Spotify. That's why people listen to our archives. There's a lot of the content is just as good when it's a year old than when it's live.
Absolutely.
As sports, WLW in Cincinnati, okay, you know, has iHeart made mincemeat of that station like they've done to others? Well, in some ways, but they're still the flagship of the Reds. It's still one of the strongest signals in North America. I mean, at night, you can get it through the basically eastern two-thirds of USA and Canada. It's got a great frequency. Everybody's heard of the station. You know, it's still three character call letters, which means it's one of the original stations, and that's what keeps them. So if there's no baseball season, that's going to have a big effect.
Well,
other than that, and you probably talked to Gary Burbank about this. I mean, he's been a fascinating guest. Well, other than that, how is WLW doing? Well, I think anybody would agree they were more of a station 20 or 30 years ago, but they still have the Reds, and that will carry them. But how are stations like WNCI, despite how good their signal is? I mean, they're one of the, like WONE in Akron also, just a very strong FM signal. How are they doing when they don't have this foundation, like the oldest baseball team in the country to fall back on? I mean, you have to be creative. And with talk radio, I mean, not to mention we're saving on the royalties, but we have a unique content. And so we do go up against, you know, maybe Geraldo's producer calls us a little station, but we do go up against these guys, and we have content that they can't offer. So, you know, I'll thumb my nose at anybody who calls us, you know, some little station.
Boy, that's still sticking in your crawl from last year, isn't it?
Well, maybe they're jealous, Scott.
Well, he came on.
Yeah, you understand. We're not 50,000 watts. We're not in Cleveland. But look at the content, and you can listen online. And if you're, you know, and if you're in the Marion area, that's 100,000 people plus that are in our local listening audience. So yes, we're not WLW, but we have some things that I think WLW and other very established larger market stations can be jealous of.
Well,
Geraldo can make up his own mind about it if we're little or not, but obviously from the his demeanor during the conversation, he respects us and respects you, and I was glad to hear that. I mean, as I said before, he was more laid back than you expect. I mean, he's an intense person, but he showed that rather mellow side. I mean, we know he's very intelligent. I mean, we saw that, but yeah, he was mellow, but it was, you know, good interview.
Well, I appreciate the recognition of the day, 81 or 91.
And this winter storm, Nancy. There's never been a winter storm or tropical storm Adam, has there? Or even a Scott, I guess they... maybe there will be. The thing is, Adam is the first... starts with an A, first letter in the alphabet, so it's the first storm. So it's before the storms, I guess, become more noteworthy. Although Scott is farther down in the alphabet, so maybe there'll be a tropical storm Scott this year. But this Nancy looks like, you know, the weatherman said 1 to 3 inches of snow and ice. Isn't it almost like people make bets, almost like they're playing dollar bill poker or license plate poker, trying to predict exactly how much of the winter precipitation you're going to get? Because 1 to 3 inches of snow or ice, that's pretty vague.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but it's not going to be anything horrible. That's pretty much what we had last week. And
yeah, I do want to make a shout out to Pastor Craig H. that he really enjoyed the weatherman saying snow and or freezing rain and or plain old rain and
the,
or
the
ice.
Critiques
so
are big.
You have to be inconclusive sometimes because you don't always know. So as I said, you can call me Adam and or computer guy and or mid-morning coffee break person and or Mr. Lepp if you want to be formal. So I guess I'll go ahead and use that for my own moniker.
All right. Well, thanks, Adam.
No, no problem, Scott. Sorry to be windpipe again, but I was overdue.
No problem. It's fine. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later.
All right. Phone lines are open, by the way, 740-383-9944. Now, here's my theory on this whole power outage and also cable outage at the same time. What I think happened was, when the power went out, people's internet went out, which affects a lot of people's Wi-Fi on their phones. And I think people called the cable company to complain that there was an outage, when really the outage was not with the cable company, it was with the electric company. That's just my theory, though, on the whole thing, to be honest. It might not have been that. But that's what I think happened, because I've never had an instance where the electric went out at the same time as the cable went out. And I'm not even sure how the two would be connected, other than modems and internet are run by electricity. So that was my night two nights ago. Now, yesterday, as I've told you, I've had many problems with my car tire since December, with the sensor light going on, going off, going on, going off, and it never looked like the tire or any of the tires were going to go flat. So yesterday, the sensor light has not been on probably in about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks at this point. So I leave the station yesterday. I had to go home for a few minutes. I pulled into the garage, and then I had to go over to the school yesterday. So I get in the car to go to the school, and I'm driving down my road, and I start to hear noises you do not want to hear when you're driving your car. You know, the rumbling from the driver's side front. So I hear those rumblings. I pull into the Meyer parking lot, and of course, the tire is flat. But as this may surprise many of you, I do know how to change a flat tire. So I thought, well, I can still handle this. I'll pull my spare out. I'll put my spare tire on, and then I will just go along, and I'll get my tire fixed, and life will go on. So I get the spare tire out. I jack the car up. I put the spare tire on. I let the car down, and the spare tire is flat. Or I'll say this. The spare tire was not flat. It was low, very, very low, where you would not want to take it out of the parking lot low. But I'm at Meyer, and Meyer gas station is about 50 feet away from me, and they have air. So if I can just get over there, I can put air in my spare tire. So I do make it over to Meyer gas station, and I pull up to the air machine to put air in my spare tire, and I look over at the air machine, and what does it say? Out of order. And now I'm thinking, can I get on Route 95 to get to another gas station that may or may not have air on this low donut spare tire? And the answer to that was very quickly realized to be no. Because as I was pulling out of the Meyer parking lot, I hear that familiar noise, clunk, 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 clunk. The spare was now flat. So at this point, I say, I just got to get back to my house. So I get back to my house. I pull the car in the garage. I cannot get the car to any place to fix the tire at this point. The spare is flat. The spare is on there. So now I have to jack the car up again, take the spare off, and at this point, most all of the tire places, now here's a little thing for you. Most all of the tire places in this town close at about 5 o'clock. Now why this is, I have no idea. Now about this time, it's probably 3:30 at this time when this is all going on. So I start calling the tire places, and the first few I called did not even have my tire. So it made no sense to go there. Well, I ended up finding a place that did have my tire and was willing to do the change, but of course, I could not get the car there, so I had to call somebody because roadside assistance said it was going to be an hour. I didn't have an hour because all the tire places closed at 5 o'clock to wait for that to happen, and I didn't want a chance not having a tire. So I loaded up the tire in a friend's car. We drove to the tire place. They put the new tire on. I put the tire back in the car. I drove home. The car was jacked up. I pulled off the spare, and I put the new tire on, and then jacked the car back down. So that was my day yesterday, coming off a night of very little sleep because of the electricity outage the night before. So it's been a couple of days, is what I should say. It's been a very interesting couple of days. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But hopefully, the trauma of these 2 days are over with. And it was funny because the person I was with when I was changing this tire yesterday, the person who took me to the tire place, when I was putting the new tire on, they said, "You know how to change a tire?" As if this is something that is foreign to me. Or maybe it was foreign to that person. I really don't know. But yes, I can change a tire. Just for the record. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, some things, you're just, the whole day just goes to pot, doesn't it, Scott?
Boy, I'll tell you, that 24-hour period was rough. And last night, I think it caused some kind of subliminal anxiety. Because last night, it was one of those nights where you just tossed and turned and kept waking up. And I think it was just the subliminal leftover anxiety from a horrible 24-hour period.
Oh, yeah. I've had many days like that. You just... seems like everything's against you.
Well, it seems, I think I was having flashbacks. What do they call that after a car accident?
PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD. I think I was having PTSD last night because every time I woke up and could not go back to sleep, I thought, well, what's the problem now? I've got everything fixed. What am I worried about now?
Oh, yeah. I sometimes have those nights where my brain just races and I just can't shut it off.
Well, and it's rough, too, because when you have a night where you toss and turn and you come in here and do a radio show, what's always in the back of your mind is, oh, I have to get up and I have to go in there, and am I going to sound like I'm asleep?
Yeah.
So maybe you start thinking about that, too, and you get a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah. Well, with that conversation you had with Adam, see, I don't have internet. So I have to listen to the radio. I enjoy listening to the radio. I enjoy listening to live people like yourself. And really, you're about the only station as far as talk radio goes, you are the only station I listen to. If you guys would get coast to coast on your radio, I wouldn't even listen to the other radio station that I listen to that.
Well, you know what's, I tell you what's interesting, and I do know that some people only listen on radio. I guess my thought is that there have been issues over the years, and I think any radio or television station would tell you this, with the FCC and their rules. And they're entitled to have their rules. But their rules are very complicated from time to time, and also they do regulate your distance. And really, there's not a whole lot you can do about that. You can fill out forms, you can put money toward, you can do a lot of things, but it's ultimately up to them. And a lot of times, our process is not as fast as you would like it to be. I mean, if you remember Howard Stern years ago, and I'm not saying I was or was not a fan of Howard Stern, but they used to fine him all the time because of his content. And when they would ask the FCC, what is he doing wrong? Can you tell us what he's doing so we don't continue to get fined? They can't produce that.
Yeah.
So it's that's the thing that is very appealing to being broadcast. I think that's what's appealing to podcasts and online stations, and also the fact that people can listen anywhere in the world. I think that's the idea. I know many people who listen to us at work don't have a radio in the office anymore. They have their phone on, and they have maybe an earpiece in. And that's how they're listening to us. So I would never say I'd want to get rid of the signal. I think the signal's always important. But I would hope that if there was ever a day where that happened, that at least there are other avenues for people to listen.
Yeah, I thought of a question. I was listening to the replay of your interview with Harding last night.
Uh-huh.
And he mentioned, you know, he was starting the... what it amounted to was the Federal Trade Commission, or the Federal Communication Committee, the FCC.
Yes.
How much do you know, how much has that changed since he started that? Has that, is it like, you know, do they constantly add new stuff? Do they ever subtract stuff?
Oh, yeah, there have been a lot of changes over the years. I mean, there one of the big things in broadcasting for many years was the Fairness Doctrine. And the Fairness Doctrine, I think, went on through the early 80s, and then that was done away with. And the Fairness Doctrine used to say that if you had an opinion on your radio or television station, you had to give equal time to the opposing viewpoint. And that's why you did not have Fox News's and MSNBC's and Rush Limbaugh's in that day, because if you would have given 3 hours to that viewpoint, you would have also had, through the Fairness Doctrine, give that much time to the opposing viewpoint. So when that was done away with, that changed radio to a great degree. And they have made changes. I mean, there were big changes in 1934. They kind of redid the whole thing and what was appropriate and what was not appropriate. And depending on who has been running the FCC, they have made changes. And I think, you know, cable television, I think, got sick of them. And that's how we got cable television.
Is that about when they come up with the premium channels like HBO and stuff?
Yeah, that's, you know, late 70s, early 80s, Ted Turner was certainly one of the people who drove that, but the people over at HBO at that time, they said, hey, you know what, we are tired of being told what language to say, we're tired of our content being regulated, we're tired of having to pay money for licenses and things of that nature, and they thought, why don't we just give people the option to watch or listen, and satellite radio did this later on, watch or listen and see what happens. And it's been a tremendous success. And it's kind of funny because all over-the-air stations now have an online presence because they know that that idea that people are listening on the radio is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and if you don't offer an online option, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'm not that old, but when you got old timers like me, I mean, I'm 54, and you know, we like to listen to the radio.
Oh yeah.
You know, but I understand people new, you know, technology. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I can't stand technology hardly. And then somebody wants me to work on a computer, and I'm like, ooh, you know, it's been a long time since I worked on a computer. I know just about enough to get me in trouble. But anyway, you were talking about your power outage and stuff. Now, you said you had AEP out there, but can you get, do you have Spectrum out there?
Yeah, I believe that's, well, they do offer Frontier out in my area, but it's so weak a signal, most people will not go with it. So, yeah, it's mostly Spectrum.
Yeah, see, I can't get Spectrum. Spectrum ends at Fairground. There's Frontier out here, but I won't get it. That's why I only have a cell phone. I don't have a landline. If I could have a landline, I'd have a landline.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, a lot of people listen to us on their cell phone, and I've recently found out that if you have a smart television, if you go to your smart television and look for TuneIn, which is the app we're on, that's available on the Roku in any smart television. So people could even listen to us through their television. It's fascinating to me when I walk up to somebody, because 90% of the people who I talk to now who want to listen to this station, they don't ask me where it is on the dial. They ask me how to access it.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
You ever go and try to find a radio? Just a radio? You can't find a decent radio.
Well, right.
Everything has a CD player in it, or it's, you know, internet radio or whatever. You can't, it's hard to find just a radio.
Right, it's a changing world in that regard, but what it does is make you available anywhere in the world. You know, there are countries that there are no way the signal could ever reach that can be listening clear as a bell right now through The TuneIn app.
Yeah. Well, I think, well, I suppose, I mean, if I could get some affordable, decent internet out here where I live, I'd probably have internet.
Well,
that way I would use the data on my phone and cost me more money.
Well, hopefully if anything ever happened to where we had to go to that option, you would be able to do that. It was interesting last Friday night, and I think you were listening when our Pina Grigio couple was headed to Florida. They were listening to us in a hotel room in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, I was listening. Yeah, I remember
that. So that's fascinating to me. And I know George Kasotis, when he goes to he usually goes to Florida for the holidays, and he's been to California. They listen through the TuneIn app, and a lot of the snowbirds up here in the Midwest who go to Florida, like Charlie Campbell. I'll hear from Charlie Campbell. He's down in Florida all winter, and he's listening. He wants to hear local news, so he listens through the TuneIn app. So it's an interesting thing, I think.
Yeah, technology is great, but don't give up on the radio waves.
No. Not yet. Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday, February 24th, 2022. Well, here's a little bit of news this morning. Ohio Health is allowing 2 visitors per patient starting today. We all know they've had regulations during COVID, and now they will start allowing 2 patients as of today at Ohio Health. And this has been a drain on a lot of visitors. 2 visitors per patient, not 2 patients. They'll take as many patients as they can. I told you the sleeping issue, it happens. 2 visitors per patient starting today, February the 24th. So that's interesting. So some things are changing. Again, phone lines are open here, 52 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, somebody dropped off a newspaper yesterday, and this is fascinating, speaking of President Harding. This was in, I don't know how many people get the Columbus Dispatch, but this was in the Columbus Dispatch on February the 10th, it looks like. Ex-Ohio Supreme Court judge pens play about Warren G. Harding's wife. Warren G. Harding became an Ohio senator and U.S. president, but the Duchess highlights Harding's wife as a major force behind the rise to power. The Abbey Theater of Dublin will be the first to present Herb Brown's new play, which will open February the 10th at the Dublin Recreation Center, which, of course, it has already closed, so we won't be able to see it in Dublin. But hopefully we see this soon. I would love to see this come to Marion. I would love to see it come to all the surrounding areas, counties, cities. But a play that was written by an ex-Ohio Supreme Court judge, Herb Brown, all about Harding's wife. And many of you know, the interview I did with Harding's wife, or Craig Shermer, who portrays Harding's wife, airs on this station, and I think we have found that she is a very fascinating character, Florence Harding. So I would have loved to have seen this play. I'm sad that it closed already, but local plays like this usually have limited runs. But hopefully in Marion we will see this play. I think it would be fascinating to learn about the lady they called the Duchess, Florence Harding. The quote here is, "I hope my play sheds light on Harding's times and the plight of a woman with great ability who's unable to exercise it except through her husband," Brown said. The play title refers to Harding's wife Florence, nicknamed the Duchess. "She was a very strong woman," said Brown, a veteran playwright, best-selling novelist, and former Ohio Supreme Court justice. The Duchess admired her husband, but also was angry at him for becoming complacent. He didn't push as much as she thought he should, Brown said. So a play about Florence Harding called The Duchess. I think Florence Harding is such a fascinating person in the history of certainly the United States, but certainly of Marion, Ohio here. I think there is so much to know about Florence Harding. Would anybody go see a play if it came to town about Florence Harding? Probably be done with local actors and actresses. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. How are you?
That wasn't disguised to me. I know your date. Boy, what a young man.
That's right. Not too old knowledge, yet.
I thought you was a lot older going way back.
You know, a lot of people thought that. I started very young in radio.
Yeah. Yep.
What was that? Hello? I think we lost the caller. If that's you, give us a buzz back. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, a lot of people thought I was a lot older than I actually was, who started listening to me many, many years ago now. I started very, very young on air, which was lucky for me. That was a nice break that a lot of people don't get. Yeah, I was definitely in my early 20s when the whole thing started. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. And last caller, I don't know why we were breaking up there. I don't know if that was your end or our end or what was happening there, but give us a buzz. Trust me, I know about phone and internet and electric problems in the last couple days, to be sure. I'm interested to know if people would go see a play about Florence Harding. I don't know. On one hand, I would like to say yes, because I think we've become a lot more educated about her in the last few years. But then I think, well, I don't know. Is she somebody that people know enough about yet? I don't know. You know, we get 100 years in between us, and I think people start to forget, unfortunately. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I think it's on my end, so I'm going to wait till next week, and I'll call you in, and we'll talk again, okay?
Sounds good. Hey, stay well out there.
That birthday comes from Carol also. Happy birthday from both of us.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, yeah, you know, birthdays are very, very interesting. I don't know that it means a whole lot. It's nice to have a day of, I guess you get recognized. People say happy birthday and things of that nature, and that's always nice. Internet has changed birthdays. People get on the internet, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And then the next day we have to say, well, I want to thank everybody for all the happy birthday wishes. And most of these people are people you have no contact with at all. But that's the way of the world now. That is social media. That is internet content. But I do appreciate the birthday wishes. It's very nice to hear that. 740-383-9944. 58 and a half minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Well, I think I've went through all my problems now, from the loss of electricity to the loss of internet on Tuesday night to the tire issue yesterday. And you know what? My tire sensor never came on one time yesterday. Not when my tire was actually going flat, not when the donut went flat, and not when I didn't even have a tire on at all. The light didn't come on. Now, I hope the light would not come on now with a new tire on there. But, you know, what I'm starting to think is you never know anymore. You never know. you can never predict. Well, we're coming up on a break here in about 30 seconds. We've got a whole nother hour this morning. Don't forget, we've got Glenn Coble today. I believe the guest is James Anderson, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Swap Shop today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 until 3 p.m. So a full day of programming here on WWGH Radio. Back in about 15 minutes.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at